All right, g'day, it's Dwayne at Wallacetown, and I'm sitting here with a fucking legend of Australian heavy metal. I'm sitting here with Youngie from King Parrot. How are you, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm fucking great, man. I've just seen Chuff and Carnal Viscera downstairs.
Right.
Sorry if I'm yelling, but my hearing is fucked now.
Yours and mine both, brother.
That was so good, man. Listen, these bands tonight, you've got those two, plus you've got Black Reno and Astro Death.
That's right.
Is this a lineup that you've curated yourself? Because
yeah.
This is a fucking insane lineup.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I like to mix it up, and you know, they're all bands that I'm friends with, that I work with, and that you know, we love hanging out, and we've toured before, and we, you know, we're heading to the US soon, and we wanted to have a party in Sydney, and this is it.
Mate, I've seen the reviews of the show so far.
Yep.
And downstairs, like, you put on a free show at the Duke of Enmore, which is insane. Like, I thought, the venue's too small, and then you've made it free. There's going to be a million maniacs lining up outside to get in.
Yeah, hopefully.
Is that the fucking idea?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's like, you want it to be fun, right? You want it to, you know, like, that's what always King Parrot has been about. And, you know, like, obviously, we used to love going and doing this sort of thing at Frankie's, and now that that's not here, Duke started doing it, and you know, they're friends of ours, and you know, like, when you work with people that you fucking work with for all that time, you know, like, it just makes sense, you know, you want to come back and see your friends.
Absolutely.
You know, because it becomes a friend thing, you know, and that's that, we kind of like to nurture those friendships, you know.
Yeah, well, speaking about Frankie's, you know, like, in its wake, it sort of seemed like, for it to go, like, I know that was one of my favorite fucking venues to be ever. I was actually told about it from a roadie overseas. He'd been here on tour with fucking Taylor Swift, of all people.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. So Monkey is his name. But in its wake, a lot of these places, like the Duke, really stepped up. You've got places that have opened up, like the Lady Hampshire and all that sort of stuff. That's just here in Sydney.
Yeah.
I'm seeing this huge swell of talent, of bands in the underground.
Sure.
To me, like, I can't remember being so spoilt for choice for live entertainment from heavy metal in the underground.
Yep.
How are you seeing it? Like, you're obviously on the inside.
Yep.
How are you seeing it?
I think it's pretty healthy at the moment, man. I mean, especially down in Melbourne, there's lots of bands. There's lots of shit going on. There's shows fucking everywhere all the time. You know, and it's not just metal. There's lots of punk stuff going on. There's lots of great stuff going on. And, you know, I just think the more that we can support each other and get each other out there, the better, you know. And I mean, we, you know, I guess the metal side of it's probably a little bit more in the corner, you know. Like, but it's so, I mean, the people who come and support are so passionate and so into it, you know. We're just incredibly grateful that we get to do what we do and, you know, tour around Australia all the time, you know, and now heading back to the US as well in a couple of weeks. So it's exciting for us to be able to do these things, you know, and
Well, the US tour, like, you've obviously toured there before. You've got some good, like, some good responses from the States and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
This time is fucking huge. Like, you're supporting Weed Eater, but you're also supporting fucking Pantera.
Yes.
Which is, like, I know you've had a working relationship of sorts with Phil Anselmo over the years.
That's right.
And his Housecore Records. And I remember seeing you guys at Frankie's support Phil, and you even shared the stage with him for Walk.
Yeah.
Which I thought was fucking, I was so jealous of you, man. I was like, you were on stage. But to be there supporting Pantera, what were you like when you got that news?
Well, it was, you know, like, it's one of those things that probably even 2 years ago you would have thought, you know, it's never going to happen, you know. And now it's fucking happening, you know. And it's you know, I'm one of those people, it's nice to get the news and it's great to fucking hear it and all that sort of stuff, but I don't believe it until it's fucking happened, you know. Like, it's okay to sit there and say, hey, we're gonna do this or whatever, but until it's actually fucking happened, I don't believe it. So I'm just keeping a lid on it, and once it happens and it's done and we've done the gig, I'll be able to fucking go, yes, we did it, you know? And there's a bunch of other housecore bands that are opening up the shows and stuff as well.
I've seen
and,
it, yeah.
You know, they're friends of ours and, you know, friends bands, Child Bite, yep. Snafu, Spirit in the Room, Flesh Order from Texas are doing a few shows as well. And so yeah, they're all friends of ours that we've known over the years, and everyone's getting a bit of a chance to do it. And, you know, we're lucky enough to get to do five, so that's fucking cool.
That's incredible, yeah. Man. Like, talking to Phil Anselmo, obviously, like, he was a hero of mine growing up.
Yeah.
I believe he was a hero of yours. I've seen some kid photos of you meeting Dimebag and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
How was it you actually met Phil Anselmo? When did that all start?
Well, he actually, he sent us an email. He sent us an email, like, must have been about 2012 or 13.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah. So it was about 10 years ago. And then, yeah, we met him at Soundwave.
Yeah, that was 2014.
Yeah, yeah,
I remember.
Yeah.
I met him and fucking down a bit.
And so we did that, and then, like, I think a month after Soundwave, like, we got up and had jammed with Down and stuff at Soundwave and hung out all day. And then a month later, we were in Louisiana doing our first US tour. And Phil came out to one of our shows at Baton Rouge. And it was just a tiny little show, you know, venue like this, you know. And, like, and Phil came out to that with his wife, Kate, and they come and partied and hung out and said, just come and stay at our place, you know. So we went back to their place and hung out. And then, yeah, we've just been friends since then, man. Like later that year, we were touring with Down, and we'd signed on with Housecore Records, and we did a tour with Down later that year. So it was kind of surreal going from playing, like, you know, small club shows, and then at the start of the year over there, and then, like, at the end of the year, we were playing, like, at the fucking Wilton in LA and the Fillmore in San Francisco, and these, like, fucking nice venues, you know.
Yeah.
And we're just like, what the fuck are we doing? And you know, so yeah, it was really cool, man. It was great. And then, you know, after we did that Down tour, we went and recorded our album Dead Set at Phil's studio. So
yeah,
we spent a good couple of months together that year. And, you know, over the year, I mean, we've been back, we toured with Supergiant, we've toured with the Illegals, we've been back to their place a lot, and we've recorded at their studio. We did our Hold Up in the Lair EP there and all that stuff. So we've done a lot of stuff there, and it's nice to be able to have somewhere over there where you can kind of, you know, it feels like it's home.
And it's a solid launching point. Like, Phil Anselmo's no slouch. Like,
no, he's very busy and very motivated.
Yeah. I imagine, like, to me, after 10 years of screaming like you do, I imagine your voice would be gone. But I imagine having a guy like that in your corner.
Yep.
He'd be fucking, like, drilling you. He'd be in you, like, he'd be almost a coach of sorts as well, wouldn't he?
Well, like, you know, in a way, you know, he's just a very, he's extremely appreciative of the underground scene and the music, and a big supporter of it, you know. So
is because you're, in addition to being a King Parrot frontman, you're doing a management side of stuff as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, is any of that going to be strictly with Dead Set Records, or is that going to push on maybe to Housecore as well, like some distribution deal?
Who knows, man. I mean, it's at the moment we just it's sort of local.
Yeah,
you know, it's like it's Australian thing.
Of course.
That's sort of what I just kind of focus. You know, like, I don't have any. I just like to focus it on this. Focus on what you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I know here. And there's other labels in those territories that do that. But, you know, I don't know. Who knows, man?
There's plenty to
do. Like, you know, there's plenty to do right now. You know, and we've got our hands full with a lot of stuff coming up, and we've got a new record to do and all of that sort of stuff too. So, you know.
See, that's my next question. Yeah. Is like the last full album was 2017 with Ugly Produce.
Yep.
You did the EP in 2020.
Yeah.
When's the next album coming out?
Well, fuck. Last week, hopefully. No. Look, we don't live in close proximity to one another, so that's been a bit of a hurdle for us, a bit of an obstacle for us, and during COVID, Todd was up there, and we're not one of those bands that sort of does shit on the computer, you know. We like to jam and get in the room and all of that sort of stuff, and You know, we've been focusing on playing live, and that's what we love doing. We love playing live. We love writing music and stuff as well, but we love playing live, and that's what we've been doing. And we just haven't had that opportunity to sort of get there. And we've written shit. We've got a bunch of shit there. There's a whole bunch of shit there. We actually played one of them at Soundcheck earlier. We just need to get together and do it. So after we don't do this US tour, we're going to spend some time over summer, and we're going to try and get shit done.
Are you going to be doing it here, or are you going
to
go?
No, we'll do it here probably. I think we will do it here. Yeah. We might get someone else to mix it or something like that, but we'll record it. Yeah,
man. Well, I mean, I understand Ryan out of Black Reno's got some producing.
He's got a great studio, man.
Up at House Fox, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. It's a great studio.
Yeah, I've seen some live videos from there. It's unreal. But look, I know you got a show ahead of you.
I do.
And I'll fucking let you go and get ready. But, mate, thanks for spending any time with us.
No, I appreciate
it. It's great
support.
To get your two bob on the local scene. And
yeah, man.
And the future of King Parrot, man. I'm fucking excited. I'm just a fan, so. Nah, thanks, Hoops Young. You're
a legend. Thank you, my man. I appreciate it. Thanks, any support, brother. Man. We love it. And, thank you so much.